ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
हरे. So it's a highly recommended practice to have a set of prayers to say every day, because they start to become more and more familiar, and they also soak into the mental system and the heart by Krishna's arrangement, because transcendental sound is very potent. Sound in general is very powerful, much more than we know. Yes, there's ultrasound. It reveals hidden things in the body. There's sonar, which reveals hidden things in the ocean. And there's mantra that reveal Krishna and the spiritual world. Things that we can't see with our eyes and our senses can be revealed through mantra. Especially a set of prayers that are meaningful to us, starting with the spiritual master, the acharyas, and going through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and then some prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev, maybe the Dashavatar Stotram, whatever you choose. There's so much to choose from. But every day have a set that you go through and learn it, and then whenever, thank you. See, I only stayed here so I get the garland. Because that's a nice garland. That's really beautiful. As if you imbibe those prayers, those sets of prayers, then they start to become your foundation in life, a foundational part of your bhajan. And then, of course, 16 minimum good rounds every day, taking the time and the effort to situate yourself, at least so you're trying. You may not be successful, but at least you try. It's the effort is something that Krishna will notice, that you're trying to put yourself in a situation where you can actually hear your rounds, and that you're trying to concentrate as much as possible, even if you're failing miserably. And this is the clearing stage of chanting Hare Krishna. I just happen to have a treasure here in my hand that Nagar Kirtan gave me recently. Last few times that we were in Jagannath Puri, actually it started a few years ago because I got there a little early, and so did Nagar Kirtan. And we started studying the Sanatan Shiksha, highly recommended, from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are two very important sections. Of course, it's all important, but there is a lot of Siddhanta within the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami and also Sanatan Goswami. And here we have, or here I am holding in my hand, the Pramanam, the evidence verses from Shastra that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave when he was teaching Sanatan Goswami. So I'll read a few of the verses. It's nice to have them all in one place, so you can just go through, and you'll recognize several of the verses, which will be very heartening, I think. And then you can just, at any time you feel like it, go through the Sanatan Shiksha as much as you like, because nobody can really stop you. This is from chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Tam Karanarnavam Kalavyapyati Gudebhyam Bhakti Yena Prakashita. This is an original verse by Kaviraj Goswami. That's a CC Madhya 22.1. Vande means I offer my respectful obeisances, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam, unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tam, unto him, Karuna Arnavam, who is an ocean of mercy. Kalau, in this age of Kali, Api, even, Ati, very, Gudha, confidential, Iyam, this bhakti, devotional service, Yena, by whom, Prakashita, manifested. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is an ocean of transcendental mercy, and although the subject matter of bhakti yoga is very confidential, He has nonetheless manifested it so nicely, even in this age of Kali, the age of quarrel. Shrutir mata prishta dishati bhavad aradhana vidham vidhim. This is text number 6. Yata matur vani smritirapi tata vakti bhagani puranadhya yeva sahajan nivahas tetad anuga ata satyam gyatam mudahara bhavan eva sharanam. When the mother Vedas, Shruti, is questioned as to whom to worship, she says that you are the only Lord and worshipable object. Similarly, the corollaries of the Shruti Shastras, the Smriti Shastras, give the same instructions just like sisters. The Puranas, which are just like brothers, follow in the footsteps of their mother. O enemy of the demon Mura, the conclusion is that you are the only shelter. Now I have understood this in truth. This is a quotation from the Vedic literature, was spoken to the Lord by great sages. Now if you'll go to the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text number, try text number 8. Go before that, number 7. Go before that, number 6. Nope. Okay, try 9. Just bring me a first canto, please. A 10. So this verse, number 10. No, that's not it either. Hold on. Budini budikarani shrota vyani vibhagasha. Purini puri karmani shota vyani vibhagasha. There it is, 11. Well, it's in the we were in the neighborhood. Of course, there's only 20 verses here, so if we kept going, we would have hit it one of these times. Purini, please repeat. Purini puri karmani. Shota vyani vibhagasha. Ata sadho triyatsaram samudritya manishaya puri bhadraya bhutaram inatma supraseediti. So this is the verse I read to you from the Sanatan Shiksha. It was about the various kinds of Shruti, Smriti, Shastras. There's so many verses. And here we have Bhurini, multifarious. Bhurini means there's so many, many, many. Bhuri, Bhurini, Bhuri means many, many. Karmani, duties. There's so many duties to do. Like if you go into the Smriti Shastras, there's all kinds of rules and regulations of how to conduct yourself. There's a Varnashrama rules and so many things that do's and don'ts. Shrota vyani, and so many things to be learned, vibhagasha, by divisions of subject matter. So you get the idea that there's lots and lots of ideas there in the Vedas. It's a huge project, the Vedas, meant to address all of human society, not to speak of the animals. Ata, therefore, he says, sadho, O sage, atra, yat, Saram, he wants to know the essence. What's the essence of all these things? Because in previous verse we heard Prayanal Parishashabya Kalavaz Minyugajana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Pagya Hipadrita, which means that in this age, in the Kali Yuga age, people have but short lives. Prayanal Ayusha. Ayusha means like the Ayurveda, it means the study of how to extend your life by not killing yourself with all kinds of poisonous things and living in a bad environment. Payunal payushashavya kalavasmiyugajana manda sumanda. But in the age of Kali, people are manda. Manda means slow, bad, stupid. And sumanda means really stupid. Sumanda matayo. Matayo means the way people reason. The ideas they have are really crazy in the age of Kali Yuga. So if you've noticed that, it's, you know, nothing wrong with you. It's just the way things are. It's like, is that crazy or am I crazy? That's crazy. So this is the idea that manda samanda matayo manda bhagya hupadrita, and people, they don't get good fortune in this age very easily. It's very hard to get bhagya. Now, like, what are people going to do in this age of Kali? So burini buri karmani shrotavyani vibhagasha atta sadyo trayat saram samudritya manishaya. So now he's saying, manishaya, you tell us, according to your knowledge of what you've studied, of what the saram is by selection, you pick it out for us and you tell us what's the essence of what we're supposed to do. Bruhi, please tell us, Bhadraya, for the good, Bhutanam, of all living beings. See, this is the nature of the sadhus. They're not asking for themselves, actually. They're asking for the good of everybody. Like, how do we do the best for everybody in the world, all living entities? Bhutanam. And this is really, you can't miss with this. If you're in this mood of compassion for all living entities, you make that your prime occupation in life, and then you try to figure out what's the best I can do for all living entities, then you'll be properly situated. And of course, if you come to the right conclusion, which is to give people an opportunity to take the spiritual life, and then you figure out how to do that in the best possible way, you've really got an occupation. And that really defines the Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. He came and gave us a package to everybody. It's like, you want the best thing, all rolled up into one package. You don't even have to be educated. If you just take the package with you, here, take it, and it'll work. And you can do the best for all living entities and give them the best thing. And at the same time, you can take it in yourself, especially by doing Nam Sankirtan and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'll refer you to the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking when he was teaching Sanatana Goswami, to a verse that's much further along in his teachings, where he says, Durudha bhutavirye smin shraddha dure stupanchake yatra svalpo pisambandha sadhyam bhava janmane. That's text 133. Hopefully it's in the same, 22.133. There it is. So here, duruha, difficult to understand. Adbhuta, wonderful. Virye, in the power. Asmin, in this. Shraddha, faith. Dure, far away. So here he is told, Sanatana Goswami, about all the process is the 64 items of devotional service to be practiced. And then he says, here's five panchake that are especially powerful. So it says, yatra, in which sualpa, a little bit. Alpa means small, but sualpa means really small. Api, even if you do sambandha, if you have a little connection with these five principles of devotional service, even if it's a little bit, satdiyam, and those who are intelligent, diyam, and offenseless, sat. Those are, you're sincere, you're not cheating. And bhava janmane. Bhava janmane, to awaken one's dormant love for Krishna. Here's the translation. The power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. So I bring this up because the sages at Naimisharanya are asking Suta Goswami to essentialize all of the Vedic teachings. Burini Buri Karmani Shrotavyani Vipagasha Atra Saro Tayat Saram Samudrita Manishaya Bruhi Badraya Bhutanam Yenatma Supersedati, so that will how will it satisfy all living entities? Yenatma Supersedati. Prasidati means it's the same as the word, or it's related to the word prasadam. How will they get the mercy of the Lord? And give us the essence, the cream. And in a similar way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is constantly, he's giving us the cream already in the process of devotional service. That's the cream. But then he keeps boiling it down more. Here's the cream of the cream. If you want to know the cream of the cream, because we don't have much time. Human beings, you know, we're really here just for a few minutes. We're just passing through really quickly, like 75, 76, 82, 91, 99, very rare. It goes by so fast. So it's like, take the essence of it, and sualpam, if you're a little connected with these five, you'll get it. You'll get everything, because the power of these five is wonderful and difficult to understand. That's kind of nice. Everyone wants something like that. Like you go to some kind of a circus or something, somebody's like, this is a, you'll never, what's in this bottle? It's amazing. You take a little bit of this. And I mean, everyone looks at it, not as circuses nowadays, on the internet. There's all kinds of advertisements, you know, here it is. This is the item. Of course, they never give it to you. You got to give your email or something. You got to go through five pages, and then they say, sure, you pay first, then we'll tell you. But here, he's just giving, and he says, here it is, in a little bottle, sualpam. You take this, one little drop of this, and all your problems are solved, and you'll transcend the modes of material nature. This is good stuff, and we're giving it away for free. Like last night, we're just like, everyone walking by is like broadcast, and anybody who looks over is like, bring them in here, give them, drink this, take it home with you, yeah, look at it. And so here it is, essentialized, wonderful, difficult to understand because it's so powerful, so amazing what you get. And even if you don't have faith in them, he says, yeah, I don't have faith in it, no problem. Just be a little open. That means offenseless. You know, don't make a big fuss. Just, you know, why be against anything? You don't know anything anyway. Atheism is a really stupid thing because it doesn't make sense. Because if you say there's no God, that means you think you're God. Because you'd have to know everything to know there's somebody that there isn't anybody that knows everything. See what I'm saying? You'd have to be God to know that, so the idea of atheism doesn't make... You can say I'm agnostic, and that would be much less offensive. Agnostic means I just don't know. So that's okay. You don't have faith in these because you don't know. I don't know if there's anything powerful in this or not, or if it's actually amazing. So no problem. Just be offenseless. And then if you have a little connection with them, sualpa, you'll get it because it's so powerful. And the five are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the association of devotees who are like-minded. That means they like this stuff. If you're in that kind of association, and especially if you can find somebody who's more advanced than yourself, because as they say, if you're the smartest one in the room, you're in the wrong room. Then also chant Hare Krishna, and make that your main occupation in life. Chant really good japa. If you make that your main thrust in life, to chant good japa, everything will fall into place after that. And don't complain if you don't do good japa and things don't fall into place. Is that fair? That's fair. And then associate with devotees, because you'll become who you associate with, and live in a holy place and worship the deity. Because through living for the deity, seeing the deity, offering everything to the deity, then the Krishna's personality is revealed to you, and you'll feel very happy in your heart, and you'll become Krishna conscious and go back to Godhead. So we have the essence of everything given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming down, Srila Prabhupada just was empowered to put it into a package that everybody in the whole world could take and achieve the highest benefit of life. And today, right here in this spot, you're going to get to hear and see, not just hear, but also see somebody that's not from this world. I guarantee you that Mukunda Datta Prabhu is not from the material world. If you want to see what somebody looks like who's not from this material world, you look at Mukunda Datta, just watch him, and see that he's from Vrindavan, but not even from this era, because suddenly you go to Vrindavan now, you see shops, and you see people walking around chewing gum and stuff like that. He's from, like, the old days in Vrindavan. And his voice and his singing of the mantras, the Bhagavatam and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it can deliver anyone from this world. It's otherworldly how empowered he is. So you're in the right seats at the right time. We're just now biding our time to wait to see this great soul. I am not so fortunate. I have to leave right now because I have to go pick up, well, I couldn't say I'm not so fortunate because I'm going to go pick up Radhanath Maharaj. But we're getting it from all sides today. Feel fortunate. Know that you're fortunate. Take the essence of it and be really grateful for it and drink it in as much as you can. And please, when Mukunda Datta Prabhu comes, give him the kind of attention that is deserved by an elevated, liberated person, and just from hearing from, one can go back home, back to Godhead. Please treat him with all respect and attention and Vaishnav etiquette, and that will make me really, really happy. Thank you very much. Gaur Premanande Haribo. He'll be here in 3 minutes, so you might want to start a little kirtan and greet him really enthusiastically. And somebody bring him to the seat here with a swagatam, suswagatam, and really take care of him, okay? Thank you very much. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Vancha Kopadurusha Kripa Sinabe Vachapati Tanam Pavanibyo Vaishnavi Nantakoti Vaishnavindiki Jaya. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman.